Good morning, everybody. This is, yes, WTBR's Morning Drive. And yes, it's the retired former host. I will be doing some spot interviews just to keep my finger in the pie, as they speak. And today I am with someone that I have the utmost respect, admiration, and just total commitment to keeping this person as our DA. His name is Timothy Shagrew. He's the district attorney of Berkshire County, and I'm excited to have him on. He's my first new interview, return interview. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So I'll be a little stale and old, but I've always been old and stale, but people still like it. D.A. Shagrew, thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for coming back and doing it, Bill. I've missed your show. I've missed you on there. I'm sure your listeners have missed you. You've got a great following and people. I know being on your show that there's a lot. It reaches to a lot of people. It reaches through a lot of people in our demographics. And I'm happy that I could be on here so that we can kind of fill in people what's going on between you and I. I mean, I see you everywhere anyway. I mean, we just saw each other at two different plays.
So. Well, yeah. I love what I was doing. Unfortunately, my health won't support it. I just got off the phone with a call with the doctor, who said, "Are you listening to what I'm telling you?"
No, I know.
But
we appreciate you coming in and doing it, Bill.
Well,
I know, and your service to the country, and then the result that happens is very. I'm sorry, it's so unfortunate, but we're still very proud of you. What your commitment to the military was, serving your time in Vietnam. And unfortunately, having to get exposed to some things that have led you to where you sit today. I know you don't talk about it, but we're all proud of you. And you know, you're a brave man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on. So that's why I'll always be, anytime you want me on here, I'll be here and I'll answer your questions. And I still hope that I continue to see you and your lovely wife out with my wife out in the community. It's just a pleasure and it brings you a smile to me. And two surprises last week when I ran into you in two different places.
It was really... I've always been a big supporter of the theater, the arts.
Me too.
When I was doing the show, I would always have the actors on, the producers. Going back, I read in the paper and I've seen on the news and heard you're forming a task force to get a hold of what's going on and take care of it.
Yeah,
I think that is brilliant.
Thank you, Bill. You know, people give a lot of flack for me. They think, "Oh, well, it's just a political stunt." It's not. We have a task force. We've always had a task force. We've used a task force out there, and task forces are really designed to focus on an issue that may come up at one time. What was really even better about this is that we had Julia Saborin, you know, and my COO.
Yep.
You know Julia very well.
She
had done grant writing ahead, and most people don't realize we don't have the funds. And our budget to provide for a lot of the things that we need to do. So we do a lot of grant funding, anywhere between $600,000 and $1 million a year in grant funding. And we're always working on that. In this particular time, we had written some grants for summertime for patrols and for safety of our community, and especially for downtown Pittsfield area. That's what it was sort of earmarked for. And sure enough, when this happened, and I don't interfere with Pittsfield Police Department's investigations because they do a wonderful job. But at the same time, I knew they were getting taxed. They had a June 18th murder, which they solved in 48 hours. So proud of them.
Yeah.
Terry Martinez, and that, you know, that he's got you know, charges out now. And we've got a warrant for his arrest. And I know that they're working with the federal authorities and local authorities and everywhere to locate this individual who's fled the area. And we will get him. And it's just a matter of time. But I know that that's taxed them because they worked round the clock, men and women, for days and got it solved within 48 hours. But the follow-up work to give us a good case that we could prosecute requires even further work.
All right.
We got August 4th and we have 25 you know, shots fired over on a notice street, which gave me great concern. We've been investigating that. I know they've made some significant progress in that case, but they're working on it. So then we have the shooting on Sunday night. Then when I get the call at home from the chief, Chief Mark Madalena, I indicated at that point in time that I would like to be able to call in the task force, because we just take your reserve troops. They're available, call in the task force. And the Berkshire County Law Enforcement Task Force, so the people who don't know, is comprised of my state troopers, which I have 15 of, assigned to this office from the state police. And it also is comprised of many, the sheriff's office, many of his employees are investigators. We have them on the task force. And then we have members from different police departments, North Adams Police Department, Williamstown Police Department, Dalton Police Department, Lenox, Lee, and in Great Barrington. So we have all these extra resources. And I realized that they were going to be taxed again. This would be the third one in the summer. People also have vacations. So I was concerned that they were going to run out of assets and run out of, you know, sort of the workers, they're getting exhausted. I wanted to give them some help. So I've been giving them some help. We offered our state troopers. We also offered other officers and members of the task force who've already signed a memorandum of understanding, or already, this program has already been in existence. We did deputize and put two more Pittsfield police officers that were on this investigation and put them on the task force. So we got that together on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we went immediately right to work. We got the task force established. We set up what we're going to do. Mary Ann Shelby, as you know, the first assistant, is leading. Right. Everything that gets reported to me, obviously I'm in charge. But then it's there is Mary Ann Shelby. And you know her background, being from the Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney.
Yeah.
And she was in a violent and gang unit there, and she prosecuted those cases from nationwide, so she knows the gangs. So I thought she'd be the perfect one to sort of be.
Why, absolutely. I've interviewed her several few
ahead,
times.
Go, and
she's amazing.
She is
her
amazing.
Her background is amazing. I'm
surprised. It is.
And you,
so having her. Yeah, and then having her deal with our state troopers and the Pittsfield Police Department, so there's not an issue about who's doing what.
Yeah.
It's well organized. And PPD, both the chief and Captain Strout, who's doing a wonderful job in the Detective Bureau. They all worked with us. They were happy to have us come on board, and I've praised their work, and they just need some help. So we offered help, and I could tell you it paid right off, because the next day we had another shooting. And when we had another shooting, the team was already in place. So it was perfect timing, because everybody went to work, and Pittsfield Police went right back to work. They had to take some of the time away from what they were doing for Sunday nights and work on Tuesday nights. So, you know, we slowed us down a little bit, but they're working diligently. They're making progress, and I'm very pleased where we are.
And, you know, for the viewing and listening audience, what you didn't hear, bringing all these Berkshire County people in, I'll tell you what it does. It enhances your intelligence base, because the shooting took place in Pittsfield does not mean the shooter could have been from Adams.
Oh, yeah. Well, more likely than not, they're from usually come from out of areas, but they're still aware, because they're on the task force. So they know they're involved with the drug work.
Yep.
I do a lot of drug work and eradicating drugs in our community, and I do a lot of gun work. They've all been on this. They've been dealing with, we've taken so many guns up the street in the last 4 years. I can give you an example. In 2021, there were 44 shootings in Pittsfield. In 2022, the year I ran, there were 40. You know what there were in 2023, the year after I took office? 13.
Yeah.
44 down to 13. So the numbers are down, but this was, we saw it. I saw that it was, there was an uptick, and I was pretty sure this was a group that we could identify and that are sort of interconnected with each other. So we put that together so that we can attack it, and we'll get it. We'll solve these cases and we'll get them done. I'm confident in the ability of the Pittsfield Police Department. They do a wonderful job, and I'm sure we'll get it done. We don't interfere with what they do, but we're here to assist them and give them whatever support and resources. I'm bringing $20,000 to the table to help them with the overtime and whatnot. So,
wow.
That's a lot.
It is. And the thing is, the other thing that I've been all over the world, but I'll just tell you this. What we have here in Berkshire County is a collaborative of criminal justice, law enforcement, prosecutors, groups. They're working in harmony. I know it's a strange word in today's world, but they really, under D.A. Shagru, under Chief Maddalena, and Chief Dolly before, it's when the law enforcement agencies are at odds with each other, then the criminal wins.
Right, and that's what happened for 4 years. So, but now we work together all the time, and it's
Yeah.
great to see every unit. And no one's got any territory issues. There's no politics involved in it. We're all just working together for a common good, which is to solve these crimes, to get these guns off
Yeah.
the street. It is not safe, and so we are trying to make sure we're going to make this community safe. I'm going to do my darndest to try to make sure that the West Side stays a good place to live, and we're going to make sure that we get any of the individuals that have these guns on the streets. We're going to get them off. Right now, they're still at large, and we're going to get them, and we'll get them arrested, and we'll get them off the street, we'll get those guns. So that's my goal, and you know how I am. I'm very tenacious, and I'm not going to give up until we get this. And neither are these police officers. These people are working 18 hours a day to
I
try to
know.
resolve this. They'll get it done. I'm very confident in the
Yeah.
ability. We have a great Pittsfield Police Department. We have a great law enforcement group in all of this county. So we're all working together to get a common good. And if you're a bad guy out there, we're going to get you. And it's just a
Yeah.
matter of time. And we're working it up. And so I just saw them being a little taxed, a little stretched thin.
Yeah.
So came in and we gave them extra resources and extra assets so they could do. Maybe we need some more drone work. Maybe we need some more. We need to go knocking on doors. We need to be the old-fashioned gumshoe work and looking at all the ring cameras and video cameras and collecting all that data and looking at ring not just rings but also cell phone data
Yeah.
about phones and doing phone dumps. There's just a lot that's going on that they could use. I'm sure they could use and they certainly welcomed the amount of help that we can give them in their pursuit of their investigation. So it's not our investigation, it's Pittsfield Police's investigation. We are here to assist as allies and as every other department in this county is trying to help our brothers out as you would be in any military group. We all back each other. So it's a very coordinated and excellent effort.
And that's something all of our public, all the county, should be
Yeah.
very pleased with that. If right now it's Pittsfield, tomorrow it could be Great Barrington, and all of a sudden now you have
All right.
a team
Yeah, you hear so many
working.
people. I don't believe in negativity, Bill. You know that. I
Yeah.
believe in positivity. And I'm so sick of these keyboard warriors that are out there just saying, "Oh, Pittsfield stinks. It's an awful place to live." That's not true. Do something, and help us. Let's make this community great. I'm very optimistic. I'm very proud. I came from a Springfield area. At one time, that was clean. That's not a safe place right now. I don't want Pittsfield turning to that. I'm not gonna let that happen. So I'm putting all my resources and efforts. And for anybody to criticize these people that are working 80 hours a week and to care about this community and trying to lock these people up, and they say, "Well, it's just Pittsfield." That's not true. This is a great police department, and they're working their butts off to get these people, and held in custody and under arrest, and get these guns out the street and get these drugs out the street and whatever else is causing these frictions between these two particular groups that are taking place in the West Side. Remember now, four locations, all within three quarters of a mile of each other.
Yeah.
So people know each other. I also know that people in that community, they know something. So you see something, say something. You know something, let us know. We will help you, but help us help you. And that's what we need to do. We need help in the
Exactly.
community. Help us
Exactly.
help you because we will eradicate that problem. I've been proving it and showing it,
Yeah.
for 4 years now. Our numbers are astronomical. We're making the arrests. We're taking these people off the street. It is becoming much more safer than it was 4 years ago. But when something comes up, I'm not just sitting back in my home watching this. I'm in here in the troops, in the trenches, trying to figure a way. Let's solve this. Let's get this done. And we're doing it, and we will get this done. And I'm confident with our police department and our chief, and certainly our detective bureau is
Oh yeah.
second
Yeah.
to none. And so they'll
Yeah,
get
they'll
you.
get it. I do have to tell you, I heard from your wife this morning that 20x20 portrait of you she's gonna have hung in the living room so she can remember what you look like to open the door. I'm just saying.
Well, I have to say that I'm very lucky. My wife works for Congressman Neal as well, but I'm
Yeah.
very lucky that she's in the she knows the field. She worked with me for 20 years in private practice, so she knows the business. She's very understanding to me. When I get to leave at 6:30 in the morning, or I don't go home till 8 o'clock at night, she certainly is very understanding, and she's also my sounding board and my peace when we get home. So she. Between the two of us, we lift each other's spirits.
Yes, you do.
We had a tough year last year, but we support each other, and we love each other, and we have our other two children, and we keep working together. And it because your wife's the same way, and you have someone that is truly your best friend,
Yeah.
you could spend your life with, and also my work partner, and I can help her. I can talk with her about things that are going on, and making sure that, run things by her, that I know that I'm right, but sometimes you just need a second opinion on it. So,
And
which is great.
yeah, and the thing is, just for my saintly wife, she's got to
She
be
is.
to put up with me. But I could not have done all the things in my career that I have done without her picking up and moving here, there, and everywhere. I mean, and my son, he adapted very well. And but you know, one of the things that I believe you bring in your background brings, and we've talked about this before, you were a prosecutor, but you're also a defense attorney. So I think that gives you a wonderful a level of exposure to, does this person need to go to the state pen, or could he do 2 years in Tommy Bowler's jail in the rehab program? And too often, I think people, you said it, I know these people. When I used to be on the radio all the time, every morning at breakfast, Roseanne and I'd read the texts, and there's some of them were just brutal, but there's people I who firmly believe get up in the morning and go, oh darn, the sun's out, but you have, I believe, fostered a relationship between law enforcement agencies that needed to be formed.
I mean, we do a lot of community outreach. We do a lot of engagement, and we work. What's great with working with the sheriff, he's now committed to having an officer in the courthouse. So we ask about, we get a lot of information from pretrial detainees. How are they doing? What are they doing over there? Are they rehabilitative? Are they just fighting? Are they a problem for them? Are they someone that's just thumbing their nose and won't accept any responsibility? We get to know that information. But with the goal always towards, we would like people to get off drugs, get clean, and get back to society, become productive members of our community. That's why we have a house of correction. It's not a jail, it's a house of correction. So when we send someone to a house of correction, the idea is to give them resources. You can't just put them in there and lock them up. Sheriff doesn't do that. They do resources. They do a lot of programming, try to get people help out, and we try to, that reduces recidivism. We don't have people coming back committing the crimes again, because when they get back out, hopefully they've got a trade now, and hopefully there's also housing for them. They try to get them set up when they get out. We try to help them with, we were doing the clothes program. They were doing the employment programs. So we work with them on that, but also we work with harm reduction. We work with recovery groups, and we work with the addiction issue, and we find treatment programs that are available, and we make sure the court's aware of it and the probation's aware of them. Just like even with this task force, we bring probation in with that as well. But they need to be knowing what's out there in our community, what's available for them to use for resources, because someone may be in the throes of addiction that we can save and get them off the drugs, get them back to work, get them productive. And what's more beneficial than that? Nothing. But what people focus on sometimes is the fact that bad people move into our community, and they're not Berkshires, they're not people that come from the Berkshires. They come in here and they want to poison our kids. They want to taint our society for greed, for money. And they want to come in here, and they're not addicts. They're getting people addicted to drugs so they can control them, and then use our community for them to get money and destroy our young generation, our 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds, and now it's getting even to the 40-year-olds. So we have to address two issues. One, lock up the bad guys that are coming in here, the big drug traffickers, the guys that are coming with guns, and at the same time too, the people giving kids guns. Because there's a real problem right now. Getting guns in the kids' hands, 15, 16, 17 years old, is awful. So we're rooting that out. But people who come in and do that, they're going to prison. But there are other people that may have got thrown in the throes of addiction, and they need help. And they've got resources somewhere. We'll help them find resources. We'll help them out. Whether they don't have family, whether they don't have anything else, we can help people if they want to help themselves, but they need programming and they need housing. And so the sheriff tries to do that when they go into incarceration, they come out. We're trying to do that with diversion programs. We have run a drug court. We do a veterans. We don't actually have a veterans court, but we have a veterans specialty. So we look at anybody who's got veterans for the Valor Act in case we need to offer that for a veteran, and we do it
Right.
frequently. And so we deal with that. Now we're just starting up. In September, we'll be doing an adult emerging court, an emerging adult for court. So it's going to be youth between the ages of 18 and 23 or 25,
Oh,
kids that
wow.
are into
That's
the
good. Yeah.
adult court that could use diversions, that a kid's just the first time in trouble that needs
Right.
some help and they need some direction. So we're going to be working on that type of a court, an emerging adult court.
Yeah.
And that's going to start up in September. So I've worked with Chief Justice Fortas out of Boston, who is in charge of all the district courts in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow. Cool.
We're establishing a program here in Berkshire County again, to make it things in this community seem to work better because our community is receptive to all this. We have so many people that volunteer in our community, and we have so many good nonprofits in our community that work with us. So we're a
Yeah.
good place for this to happen. We're going to get that off the ground in September. And so that's another innovative program coming to the Berkshires that did not exist 4 years ago. So the idea is that when we can rehabilitate people, let's do that. Let's get them back to work. Let's get them
Yeah.
employed, housed, and feeling good about themselves and feeling good about life, because that's what we need. We need optimism in the Berkshires. We want to keep this bucolic area that we live, this little slice of heaven. We want to keep it that way. And how do we do that? We make sure that we deal with our problems, we deal with our issues. We don't ignore them, we don't snub our nose at them. It's very important not to have a stigma against addiction, because people they think once someone's an addict, they're an addict forever. That's not true. People get out of the throes of addiction, and they may have that addiction issue in as a personality, but they can get beyond that. They can work, they can be productive, and they can have successful, nice lives. And we see it time and time again. I saw it when I was in private practice. I had
Me
so many
too.
middle class kids that the families were behind them, and they came out and they get great jobs and great college educations, but they went to the criminal justice system first. So I know how to do it, and we are doing it, and I'm happy with that. But at the same time, too, when we have guns and shootings and stuff like that, we're gonna attack.
Well, to reinforce that a little bit, about 3 years ago, I was at an event, and this man came up to me. Because you got to remember, I know I look like I'm 30, but that's just the top of my head. And he said, Mr. Sturgeon, I said, yeah. He said, you don't remember me. I said, buddy, I don't remember where I parked the car. So me. He said, I'm so and so. And when you were a Lanesboro cop, you caught me smoking dope. And instead of arresting me, you brought me home. And you sat in my living room with my mother and father while they cried. I never smoked dope again. I never let my parents down again. And I want to thank you for giving me a career. I just retired after 20 years in the military. I would have never gotten in the military with a drug arrest.
But that's the help you gave. That's from law enforcement. This is the help that you gave. And having that great background and doing that. And you've never stopped, even to this day, no matter how ill you may have gotten over these years, you're still out there doing it, and you're still promoting the beautiful Berkshires. And we can keep it the way it is, the way it's always been, the Norman Rockwell type of background that we have. It still does exist in our community. It is the most giving, generous community that you
Oh,
can imagine.
absolutely.
Just go to another area. People don't realize it. There are so many nonprofits. There are so many people that are business people that give back to the community. I've never seen anything
Oh,
like it. It's
yeah.
incredible. And so we have that available to us. So why shouldn't we take advantage of that? And we
Yeah.
do. And we I
Yeah.
also want to make sure that I'm making the community safe for them as well, and safe for everybody.
Yeah.
Very concerned. That's why I spent a lot of time on the West Side. I grew up on the West Side, and I spent a lot of time with the West Side Legends when they have their events in
Yeah.
summertime, and
I
we go
missed
to
it
those
this year.
events.
I missed it this year. I was out of town with the grandchildren.
Oh, that's a good
So,
one.
yeah. But I will tell you too, I think what we have, and I know I repeat myself, but when you have a unified front, of business, criminal justice, schools, courts. You know, that's the other thing. I have to take my hat off to our judges. I mean, sometimes by now you know the Polish princess. I hear some of these things on television. The guy's got a 9-page rap sheet and they let him out
Right.
and he killed somebody. You know, she's constantly telling me, when you scream at the television, the people can't hear you, but the neighbors can. So, but what you brought, and I guess I am part of the Tim Chigrew cheerleading group because we have an active, progressive, ready for the word, justice system.
Right.
Because what he's done with youth who need a diversion, they don't need to go to prison, they don't need to go to juvie hall, they need some kind of a diversion. He's done that.
Yeah, Bill, we talked about this recently too. Is we've invested in two licensed clinical social workers at Pittsfield High School. I want to get some to Taconic next. I'm going to try to get some grant money for that.
Oh,
Those
good.
clinical social workers, we had them in the office this summer for my entire staff to see during a luncheon I put together for the
Oh,
staff.
wow.
And these two students from Pittsfield High came who were very shy. They just had some difficult issues at school around peers and how they were being treated. And these two women did a wonderful job and helped them in the community, helped them in school. They felt safe, whether they had some anxiety issues. They had some issues that we need social workers like that in the schools to deal with our at-risk kids and get kids before they end up in juvenile court or before they end up dropping out of school, get them to get through that. And so we put a lot of emphasis on, we do a lot of work with that. Our juvenile diversion program was excellent. When I inherited this, I came in and said, what's a diversion program? Let's see what they got going on. It was just continue the case 6 months and do nothing. And the cases were just dismissed. It was a joke, so people were just laughing. And then there was no record of their being in court. And because there was no record of that, we had sometimes I saw one individual have four different gun cases in the period of that 4 years before my administration took place. And as soon as we get in there, sure enough, another one, and except we put him in DYS custody because it wasn't happening. It wasn't happening. Now what we do is that there's definitive programming for each child. We have Stacey Parsons who works great in community outreach. She does a wonderful job. And we're making these diversion programs for the juvenile kids, something that's got some substance to it. We have to understand kids. They have a lot more going on than we did when we were children. Between the social media, between the phones and the threats online, and the there's just so much access and phones in school and all these problems, and they just have so many more problems. And then predators out there, so many predators, financial, sexual, all these predators that these kids get exposed to. So you have to understand the dynamics that some kids, why they may end up in juvenile court, why they may end up at risk. But we can fix those, and we're doing that. We're doing that with really good programming that deals with each individual child's needs, whether it's an addiction issue, whether it's a problem at home, whether it's a learning problem, whether it's someone's dyslexic or they may any issue that they may have, we're trying to help them navigate that and give them programming that's available through state funding in our community, and it does exist. So that's why 1 year we ran the, and we're going to do it again next year, the opioid summit, so that we brought all people working on opioid addiction and harm reduction. We brought them all to
That's
one particular, we went to the BIC, we had one particular conference, and so that everybody can see these programs are available. We always hear that, well, there's no beds. There are. We just have to reach out to other organizations within county. Like, you got VITA and you've got some other ones that are there that can help us out. And we do have good programs available to our community. So you have to invest in that, and you've got to put the right people in there. Listen, I'm not doing this. I'm doing it. My staff is doing a lot of this work because I put together a great staff.
You go.
JFK did that in the 1960s, and you call the boldest and the brightest, right? So I want to make the best law office in Western Massachusetts. I have brought in the best lawyers that you could possibly have for prosecutors for Western Mass, and I'm still always trying to develop and get better. And I'm training them and sending them to different places, nationwide, statewide, to get them trained. I have a great team of Superior Court prosecutors. I'm developing a great team of District Court lawyers, and our victim witness program is second to none. They have constant communication with the people who have been victims of
Yeah.
and witnesses to crime. They're excellent, and our support staff is good. Everybody here is valued because every single person in this office is part of that cog, part of that machine that makes this
Yep.
thing go. So when we get a guilty verdict on a first-degree murder charge, the person who answered the phone, the person who typed those motions, the person who organized those
Yeah.
files, the person who got the discovery ready, all those people are thanked, and they're part of the team. They all led to those convictions.
The
That's what
word.
you need, and that's what you need in an organization. It didn't exist before. It didn't
Yep.
have structure. This has a solid structure. Our human resources book is thick. Our policy procedure book is thick. All the answers are right there. They can get to it. Their research manuals are better. I've revamped the library. They have all sorts of stuff that they can now have at their access. Look at changing the computer programming. There's so much more things that we are doing that people don't see. We're expanding our office now. We're in the middle of construction right now.
Oh,
We're taking over the third floor, and we have already the first floor, and we're taking over part of the second floor. So we've expanded, and we had no lease in 2018, and the lease expired in 2018. So we've now entered into a new 10-year lease that didn't exist. So the first time, believe it or not, since 2018. And it's 2026, 8 years without a lease. Now we have a 10-year lease, and now the landlord's investing in the building. I brought the state in, and we're investing in the corner of North and West Street, and it's going to be great when we're done. But we're in the middle of construction. We're done by the first of the year, but right in the middle of it right now. So there's a lot going on, Bill.
we got to take a short break. Please stay with us. There's a lot more to talk about. But really and truly, they just had a safe night out. There's a lot to talk about. We're going to take a 30-minute break. We'll be right back. This
30
is
second break, 30
30
second break,
seconds.
not 30 minutes.
Not a 30 minutes, 30 seconds. Yeah. 60 seconds, actually. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, simulcasting on PCTV. Channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu.
And from Sandrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back. Here we are. I'm for you just tuning in. Yes, I'm coming off retirement every so often to do some interviews. Just one, to give me something to do and get me out of my wife's hair. And two, I love the tenor of WTBR. We are local. We promote local good, the bad, and the ugly. But you hear it right from the people that are doing it. And that was something when Sean Sayers and Dave Cachet and all of us decided to take over WTBR when Taconic wouldn't put it in, Taconic. But now they have a wonderful studio and a great team of people. But we brought it over to Federico Drive, and we worked hard, and we built a pretty decent reputation. And I like to just keep my finger in it as long as I can. As you can tell, I'm not going to be doing any opera singing during the show. So today I'm with someone that I have the utmost respect for, because as most of you know, I was in the field of criminal justice for over 50 years, all over the world. I've seen good, the bad, and the ugly of it. But when this guy came in, ran for, I didn't know him from the man to moon, who came in and ran for district attorney, his name is Timothy Shugrue. All of a sudden, poof, some of the things that I've always strived for, good juvenile justice, good, solid criminal prosecutions, being alert to the street cop, because I was a street cop. And so he's done all that and much more. He's in the schools. And today, forthcoming soon, is a book I've written. I'm not going to talk about it now. But it's because we have to look at teenagers today much differently than we were. We didn't have instantaneous communication. We didn't have bullying at 4 a.m. in the morning. So Timothy Shagrew is the DA, and he's expanded the office. I've interviewed some of his attorneys. I mean, oh my goodness, you're in Pittsfield? His first assistant's resume goes from here to Lenox. So, and she can't go any further because they don't allow me in Lenox or her. But that's a whole other story. Since Pignatelli's retired, I have to get a passport. But Tim, just take a minute. And you did in the first half, but I think it's so important to know you have social workers in the schools. I mean, that to me, what that super.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. And we do a lot of work. We do it, and we work with the kids' place as well. You know, which is my baby that I founded 33 years ago.
Yeah.
It was now 1993, and you know, so that we work with them. We do with Brian Burkle, a former state trooper. We deal with all the cyber crimes. We deal with the issue that kids have regarding bullying with cell phones. And with sexual predators with those. We teach children, and we teach in a separate group, and then we teach their parents how to navigate these things. How do you address these issues with the kids?
Yep.
How do you talk to the kids? How do you get them to talk about what's going on when something's hurting them? And you know, we know how to do it. And the biggest thing you do is, and I tell parents this all the time, because I do the DARE program all the time. Every day of graduation. And you'd be surprised how many people are in those programs, the kids that take it, and the parents and the caregivers that come. Those auditoriums are packed. And that's an opportunity where I have a chance to speak to the parents and be like, listen, your kids are our commodity. They mean so. They're our future. They're the Berkshire County of the future. So we've got to listen to them. And when you hear some stuff, and things are going to happen. Kids get themselves in trouble. They're children. Their brains aren't fully developed. They'll make some mistakes. But as a parent, you can't. You've got to listen to those, understand them, and help them navigate it and get them through it so they don't do it again. But at the same time, too, you've got to be able to work with them and listen to them and be able to spend 15 minutes a day with your child. Listen to what may be happening. They may not tell you directly, but you'll get signs and clues. How was your day? Turn the phones down, put them down, turn the TV off, spend 15 minutes with the kids every day. That was cool. What was going on? Sounds hokey, but we find it does more than anything in the world. And keeping our kids busy after school, that's why I spend a lot of time on after-school programs. That's why my community outreach director, kickball, and all the other programs that we do after school, the bike programs that we're working on right now, and now the ninja program down in Lee that we're supporting as well. So there's just so many things that that are going on that are helpful for our kids. They keep them off the streets between 3 and 7 p.m. They keep them entertained on something and keep them with the energy they have. Kids have a lot of energy. We got to let them burn it off. So the best way to do that is through, formatted, good programming at the school for our kids. So I invest a lot of time and money in that. I invest a lot in grants in that. We work closely with Roots Rising, which is the farming part of it.
Oh, I love that program.
I do too. And the building right next to my house is going to be done soon. I'm be so happy to be able to go over there all the time and see the farm work that's being done.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize how many farms we have in the Berkshire County. We are lucky we can drive 2 minutes away and there's a farm stand there with beautiful organic fresh vegetables. So,
and flowers.
And flowers. Beautiful, beautiful flowers.
Oh, yeah.
And so we've got, I mean, in Lanesboro, I'm at right now, I've got the Red Shirt Farm and I've got The Second Drop Farm, right next to each other. There's farms that are located everywhere in the Berkshires. And so we have to support that, getting our kids into it. Even if they don't go in that field, it teaches them work ethic and what to do, and keeps them busy in the summertime. These are great programs, and these programs are giving back. So we invest in Roots Rising. We invest in other education issues for kids growing up. We invest a lot in the camps in the summertime as far as bringing in the U.S. Attorney's Office, bringing in the FBI, and
Wow.
teaching safety,
Yeah.
mostly teaching safety about the internet. So we do that with the elderly. I have James Hall, who goes to various groups around the county to help the elderly go through some of the scams that we're seeing. And we deal with that with organized retail crime by meeting
Yeah.
with banks, meeting with the stores. We meet with the stores every single month. I think we have 50 stores that are on our group that meet to combat organized retail crime. And every store will tell you what we have done is reduce the amount of thefts in Berkshire County and
Good.
make our citizens have better shopping experiences when they go into Marshalls or TJ Maxx or Target, that they can feel safer, and that we're getting rid of those thefts that reduce the cost, which means that for consumers, your costs go down because we're all paying when someone steals
Oh, sure.
whole carriage full of goods that used to go out the store. Who do you think is paying for that? You and I are in the long run. Well, they're not now because we put a stop to that. And small stuff will happen, and new scams keep coming in. But I'm sending James Hall to Nashville, Tennessee next week in order to learn more on scams that are coming, that may be coming our way. We are a step ahead of them. We work with NESPN, the New England State Police Investigative Network. We work with them to help us find when we get these photos of people stealing in these stores. We share that with NESPN, which is
Wow. Cool.
a wealth of information identifying who these people are. And so there's another whole plan that we've got going on. There are so many departments that are happening within this office that's why my job is really to make sure that each of those departments are doing their job and staying up with them and giving the resources that they need. Because our organized retail crime department, our elderly fraud department is excellent. And I'm glad because there was nothing existed before. That was zero. And now we have all that being worked on. And it's making a difference because people are thanking me everywhere they go. Hey, I saw that. I saw that. And again, when it comes to the other stuff that they see, that don't be so negative about our community. Our community is a great community. There's a lot of people that are giving back to it. And do we have problems? Sure, we're going to have problems. Is there going to be guns and drugs in there? There's greed, there's addiction, there's all sorts of reasons, there's mental health problems. There are issues that come with it. We're here to try to, to maintain order and to make sure that we're navigating all this stuff and making sure our community is safe. And we'll continue to do that. And there's going to be times where there's going to be an uptick in violence. We will address it. And that's what we're doing right now. We will get it solved and we'll get these people off the street. So it's a very complicated, big issue, but I've been doing this 40 years. And so I think with this job, which is most important, probably the most important job, that you have to have knowledge and having a career doing it. You have to have, institutional knowledge of what happens in our community and how the system works after all these years. I've seen so much, you've seen so much. And I listen to you. You're a police officer. You dealt with juvenile court. We've talked about your book. We've talked about the way we handle juveniles. And we've bantered back and forth. What's a good way? We do that, but I listen. And even though I talk on this radio because we got time to fill, I listen to everybody and I want to hear, what do you got ideas? I'll listen to your ideas. And we're taking those. And again, by having a very optimistic, positive office, everybody here likes their jobs. They enjoy what they're doing. I come in on a Saturday and Sunday, I see people coming in here on their free time doing stuff to help our community out. It's a wonderful thing to see, but they care. And the enthusiasm, the optimism, the vision that we have for Berkshire County going forward is incredible. And we're going to keep that vision going. We're not defeatists. That's one thing I hated about it. When I started to do the kids' place years ago, people said, "You'll never get off the ground. We didn't get the mall downtown. We didn't get the bypass. All those things is never going to happen." I got the kids' place, and I'm going to continue doing this. And we're going to continue to make sure that Berkshire County is a safe place. We can do the things that I said we're going to do. I told you we'd reduce organized retail crime. We've done that. I told you we get a lot of guns and drugs on the street. I've done that. And now we're working with elder fraud and elder abuse. We're doing that. So across the board, now we're dealing with emerging adults, not just juvenile court. So we've got a
I
lot of
like
programs
that.
going on. So it's good stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on
Oh,
you.
you're good. You got
But
to cut me off sometimes, Bill,
I've always believed in there needs to be a system, between juvenile and adult. You call it emerging adults. I think that whole concept is brilliant because because you turn 18 does not mean you're an adult. I've met a lot of 30-year-olds that weren't adults. I have to tell you this. Then I want to ask you about your night out at the Common.
Sure.
This big deal about artificial intelligence that's going on?
Yeah.
I have met more people that had artificial intelligence. Really? And as soon as they started to talk, you went, really? But the DA, and I think this is something that needs to be also brought to light. Tell us about Safe Night Out.
National Night Out.
National
Let's go
Night
back
Out.
Your comment about, this the AI stuff is that, there's an old saying is that a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing. Get all the knowledge. Get all the information. Don't just read something and then spew something out that's not true. That's vicious. It doesn't help. You're probably 100% incorrect. Get all the knowledge, all the facts. People ask me about particular cases. You're watching that case. No, I'm not in the courtroom. Do not ask me about it unless I'm there and taking place.
Right.
And I can actually give my 2 cents worth. I'm not going to give you my opinion unless I base it upon facts. So I ask people, though, if you're going to say comments, do things, make sure you it's factually based and you do your research. And unfortunately, too many people just don't do that. But it's available out there. So people should be doing that.
Yeah.
So national.
Today, I'm started watching a lot more of the Big Bang Theory because it makes more sense than the news. But these talking, I guess probably I could be called one, but I'm not an attorney. And I watch these guys on television second guessing what I would have done. Well,
right.
But you're not there. You're not. I've been in enough trials and courts and testifying, and get off the stand and have somebody say, you should have said, well, were you there?
Right. And then, some of the things that you do, people don't understand because they're not in the system. They don't know, there's tactical reasons we do certain things and reason why we do things. But they're all very educated and they're based upon, solid facts. And it's all, when we look at stuff that's fact-based, everything's fact-based. So, that's why I always want people, instead of spewing negativity, spew positive.
Yeah.
Spew the fact that we live in a great place. Thank God every day we wake up here. We live in the Berkshires with the mountains and the lakes and the theater and the arts that we have. Like you and I say, we both see each other. We both support all this, everything that's happening in this community, the restaurants and everything. So, and I see you doing that too. And I promote them.
Yeah.
That's what we should be seeing on social media, promoting our fellows and neighbors and our partners that are running restaurants and running businesses.
Yeah.
Support them and don't just be talking negativity. Talk about positive things. So, and that's what National Night's all about.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah, it segues right into that because that's what National Night's all about. National Night is all about celebration. It's really a big part of what Pittsfield does, and the Pittsfield Police Department is a huge part of that. They're really the one that sort of run the thing. They let us come along and we help out and we put our table up, but it's really a Pittsfield Police thing, and they do a wonderful job. It's about celebrating law enforcement. The men and women have put their lives on the line every day.
Absolutely.
When they're going out, the amount of guns that was in the county 4 years ago, there's still guns that are there. They put their lives at risk every time they go knocking on a door to a domestic violence situation. You don't know if you're going to walk into a gun in your face.
Yep.
So there's just so many scenarios that these police officers go through. The trauma of seeing a deceased person, whether it's just from from an overdose or whether it's from an automobile accident or whether it's from a murder, and the things that they see and experience and have to go home with their families with is quite a bit. And they don't realize until you've walked in the shoes of what these people experience as post-traumatic stress and as trauma that they see on a daily basis. Understand the police, and that's a chance to celebrate our law enforcement. And I mean not just the police officers, the first responders who see some of the worst stuff, the fire department and the EMS and all and the ambulance workers, all these people, we celebrate that on National Night Out. So we do that on one particular Tuesday in the month of August every year. So we did Williamstown and North Adams and Dalton the week before when it was the actual official National Night Out. But I praise Pittsfield for doing it a week later so that they can have their own focus on it. So And we bring Lenko comes in with their trucks and the kids love it. There's free ice cream. There's free hot dogs. Ozzy's Steak and Eggs in Hensdale provides his food truck to provide
Right.
free food. Popsicles. The popsicle truck that Cheryl Callahan put together with John Soles, the detective John Soles, who's working on these shootings and investigations, handing out ice creams last Tuesday night, you know, in between his job. He's away from his family and giving it to the kids. To see the kids so happy, we're giving out Frisbees, we're giving out all sorts of spinners and things like that from our tables, and giving back to the community and thanking our police officers, celebrating them. The drone's there, the police dog was there. Just a lot of fun, different food trucks. It was just, and again, the ice cream for the kids and the fun that they have and everybody's running around. It's a nice night to celebrate our community and our common on First Street, where we all need to go and celebrate when you go, same as when you go to farmers markets on Saturday, that bring the community together there and have us all celebrate our police officers, who are your friends, who are there for you at your worst possible moment. In the fire department, when you're there for you, when you are devastated because something awful has happened in your life, an awful accident. These people are there for you. Be there for them. Come out one night a year. Get a free hot dog. Have a free ice cream. You know, come out and just chat with everybody. And, you know, shake an officer's hand, you know, or shake a trooper's hand. You know, come and say hello to the EMS and fire and ambulance. And it's a nice night. And it was packed this year. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous evening.
Good.
I know
yes,
you weren't feeling well.
I couldn't.
I know. And I get it. But, you know, I had just seen you. So we had a nice day together.
No, we did. We did. And I said to Roseanne, I just can't do it.
I know. And you were nice enough to even tell me and text me. I'm like, Bill, don't worry. I said, we've got this. I just want to make sure you're.
Oh, I know. No,
because you're law enforcement, too. You know, you were.
Yeah.
Involved, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful night, and so, but it's again, why do we do that? Because stop judging police as just being the bad guys all the time. We see the bad, we see the you know, Floyd case and stuff like that. We see, you know, we see ICE doing these awful things across the rest of the country. You have good, hardworking men and women, and your county, Great Barrington, you know, North Adams, Pittsfield, Lenox, Leeds, Dalton, all these towns have great departments. We're playing Dalton and softball tonight. Our officers are playing Dalton, the Dalton Police Department in softball. We do that to bring camaraderie between the lawyers and the police officers. It's important to have that relationship. So, you know, go out and when you have these national lights, come out and say hello, shake an officer's hand. Or if you're in the morning, you're asking, you know, people, if you see a police officer at breakfast, say thank you. You know, and it's always funny when I always people say, well, where are you going to find a cop next to a donut shop? Well, you know what? That's where I want the cops to be. I want them on our breakfast places. I want them on our streets. I want them out in the streets, talking to the community, having their breakfast there. So as much as you want to make a joke out of it, it's wonderful to see our police officers in these breakfast places because you know they're safe. If something happens, they're right there. So, you know, good to see them.
I have a story to share with you.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Captain of detectives who became Chief Stankiewicz. Well, I was upstairs in a bureau, and so some of the guys, and you got to remember when I was there, some of them were World War II guys.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, why are we going out for coffee? Let's get a coffee pot. So they said, well, you better clear it with the chief. And I'll never forget, he was a good chief, Chief Stankiewicz, good. He said, no coffee pots. And I go, what? I want you out in the coffee shops, communicating, listening, seeing the people.
That's right.
And you know what? After I was a kid, really. And I thought, that makes so much sense. The other piece is when we were growing up, what did they tell you? What did your parents say? If ever you get lost or something, find a police officer.
Police officer. Exactly.
Now they said, tell the kids, run away, you know.
Yeah.
But we have to change this approach to law enforcement, to fire, to public service, civil service. I always believed, and I lived it, I tried to live it, it's always protect and serve. And that my story I told earlier about the young kid, I could have locked him up for smoking dope.
Yeah.
Right. And ruined his life for what? I brought him home. They sat and cried as a family. and Hogden, and now the kid retired after 20 years in the Army. So
yeah, it's beautiful. You know, you look at this, you go down North Street, and you see, like, and I always talk about this one. I see police officers at the Soda Chef every day. And so you get George has been there. George has been there. He's iconic. He's been there forever. It's a great old-fashioned breakfast place. But that's what you want your police officers. They're on North Street, and I want them on North Street. I want them in coffee shops. I want them on Shelley's on Elm Street. I want them in Kelly's and over on and Allendale. I want them out and doing that, and you know, talking to the community, eating breakfast, breaking bread with their community, and not just, like you said, being, and you could take out, go to Dunkin' Donuts, go back to the office. I'd rather have them see out there and supporting our community, supporting our businesses, and also letting them know. And you go to the Soda Chef at some point, listen to the political talk that takes place in there. It's a wonderful, and listen to the what people have to say about, you know, law enforcement and whatnot in there. You just hear great stories, and it's just, this is the heartbeat of your community. You know, I try to go there as often as I can. I try to walk North Street on the weekends. And, you know, I try to be around so you can see that stuff. But, and our police officers are doing that. And I commend them for spending more and more effort this summer of doing that.
I do too.
Do you see them on the bike? Yeah, they're out on the street. They're around a community. But we need to be there, because when something happens, you have a police officer right there. It's a lot easier than having to call a station, bring somebody out, you know. So someday I think they'll go back to the bikes and get back in the patrols.
They got to get staffed up.
Yeah, they got to get staffed up. We did just hire, they did just
hire six
spots, you know, which is tremendous. So those very young, excellent recruits that have come in that are being trained in the streets right now. I was happy to see that. So they're... We got to get people back to Berkshire's, and we need industry, we need safety. I think it starts with safety. I think if I can, you know, show that this is a safe and great place to live, it will attract people to move here. I'm also investing, because a lot of my lawyers have come here from out of county.
Yes.
They live here now and buying properties and buying stuff. And I insisted I could have moved this office anywhere in the downtown area. I insisted on staying on the corner of North and West. We're going to put some better signage up front so people can see that this is the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. We are here. And it's an old, you know, 18th, I think it was built in 1829, something like that. It's an old, you know, 1800s building, but it's beautiful. And it's part of our community. And you can see us here. So I make sure everybody in my office has to do 4 hours of community service every summer.
Good.
4 hours. Everybody does it. Volunteer. And they do it. And they do it with smiles on. It's team building when we go out. We just had instead of having a winter party, we just had our summer picnic
at
Anoda Lake and at the Contrary Pavilion. So we're out in the community. So it's nice to see my people in there. Just as, and that's why I talk about you. I see you everywhere. I don't know how you do it. I think at least I have a job and I'm doing it. I see you everywhere volunteering. It's incredible.
Well, I love this city. I could have retired literally anywhere in the world. People wanted me to retire in the Philippines, South Africa, Europe. This is home. Yeah. I grew up in the North End. My father was a fireman. My mother was a nurse. We weren't rich. But I feel it's giving back. And all I can say is, we got about 2 minutes left. I just want to say this. Support your DA. Support your police. And he mentioned Brian Burkle. Well, he's a big shot with the DA's office, state trooper and all that. But more importantly, he's a broadcaster on this radio station in the morning. And I think he's doing a great job. He does Monday mornings, and he's really done a great job. He stepped into the job, and he's with the flavor of the program. So all that other stuff, Brian, means nothing. You've made it now. You're on WTBR.
And don't forget, WTBR goes back when I was the president back in 1977.
Yeah. In fact, the DA knew Marconi personally.
Well,
all I can tell, thank you for being my premier show coming off retirement. Thank you for all you're doing for this community. And let's stay in touch.
Absolutely.
And whatever, if ever anything, call me. I'm here for you. You know that. And you've got a great office. You got great attorneys. You got great people. Sue Dealey, Julia, all up. I don't know everybody, but it's really a treat to be able to walk in there and be, are you ready?
Greeted.
Yeah. Greeted nicely, I hope. Yes.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. Greeted. At least not. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
We got to go. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio, simulcasting on channel 1301 PCTV. Timothy Shagrew, thank you for being Timothy Shagrew.
And thank you for what you've done, Bill. And again, I still thank you for your service, and thank you for you know, serving our country in a foreign war, and unfortunately having to deal with the effects of it later in your life. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to call you a friend now. And you know, my dad was a Marine who died at 91, and so.
I'd give anything to get to 91. I'd give anything to get to next week.
I know.
All right. We got to go. Thank you. Thanks. And stay in touch, please. Tell the wife hello.
Same here.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.